injury update before we get started. Brendan Langley, he went full today. Cody Latimer was DMP. Paxton Lynch was DMP. Bradley Roby was limited. Jamal Charles was full. Talib was full. And Domata Peko was full. Questions?
Why was Cody Latimer?
I'm sorry?
Why was Cody Latimer?
He's got a sore knee. He's day to day.
Fans, the players issued a statement on Broncos Twitter on standing for the anthem. Can you take us through the mechanics of how that went? Did you meet with the leadership council?
Yes. We had a meeting yesterday after practice, and the guys decided to stand as a team, but they wanted a statement just kind of stating, you know, what they were doing last Saturday and what we're doing as a team moving forward. You know, I think the statement speaks to their initial intent of what they wanted to get accomplished, you know, in the past and on Sunday. So I'm proud of the guys, you know, moving forward. It's about our team playing football. You know, that's what it's really about at the end of the day.
Coach, on the Broncos website, John Elway said, and I'm quoting, "Hopefully as we go forward, we can start concentrating on football a little bit more." Do you think you weren't focused on football with the team?
No. I think John's statement was speaking to the entire league and, you know, probably the entire country, because, you know, he feels like I feel about football and politics. It doesn't mix. So, you know, our team has been focused. And again, you know, the silent protest last Sunday didn't affect the football game. You know, we lost and they won. So, you know, so that part, I know it wasn't a issue, you know, with our team on Sunday. Moving forward, you know, our players have made a statement about standing together, and that's important.
Vance, can you say, was there a discussion about doing something else, or was...
Well, it was a lot of discussion, you know, about, you know, changing the platform, because, you know, the players felt, you know, obviously it started, you know, with good intentions, but it's been so negative, you know, and how can you make true change, you know, with this toxic environment? You know, so that was the conversation, you know. So let's get back to playing football. Let's get back to standing for the anthem. And then moving forward, we could probably make change. But, you know, with this environment that we're in right now, no one's going to make any change, you know, if it's positive or if it's negative. I mean, nothing's going to get done. So we thought as a team, you know, let's get back to playing football. Get back to standing for the anthem, you know. Let's get back to just normalcy, you know, with the NFL, and then we can probably make some change down the line. But it's been so toxic.
Can you say did some people feel like they still have to do something, or was it?
No, you know, everyone's on the same page, and we talked about, you know, changing the platform. You know, if a guy wanted to express himself about changing the platform, you know, to something else, you know, so we can make change, because this platform was not working. It was making this whole issue confusing. You know, to the fans, to the military, to the players, to the coaches, you know, no one had clarity. So I think changing the platform in the future, you know, I'm not sure what it is now, but changing the platform should help us make positive change.
They were talking too much focus on the anthem rather than the message.
Absolutely. You know, and no one wants to seem disrespectful, you know, to the military or to the fans. And that was a big topic. You know, our players felt really not guilty, but just like, you know, confused why everyone was so upset about what the intention was, you know, at the start of this thing. And it's confusing. So, you know, just getting back to playing football, standing for the anthem, we thought was a positive move for the Broncos.
You're on record saying that your favorite is standing.
Yes.
I know John Elway's on record.
Sure.
Joe Ellis as well. So
sure.
How much did you have to carry that message?
Not a bit. You know, it was an open forum conversation. We have not forced, you know, these guys to stand. It's been, you know, we've all said it. It's been their right to have silent, peaceful protests, you know, and that's what they've done. So it was their decision. It's their statement moving forward. It's their football team.
Do you feel in some ways a mass response possibly kind of got the message off track? Because it became a direct response to pick Trump and not necessarily.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's apparent. You know, after the comments were made, you know, we didn't have anybody, you know, taking a knee this year. You know, I mean, we were 2 for 2 as far as the anthem concerning. It wasn't even a discussion until the comments were made. So I agree with you. You know, the comments kind of forced guys to kneel who had knelt in the past.
Even though it didn't affect
your team's play on the field. Are you glad to get this issue kind of resolved early in the week so that it's not a question mark leading into the anthem on Sunday?
Absolutely. You know, anything that we're talking about that doesn't concern us winning a football game, you know, we don't want to talk about it. You know, that's been our rule, you know, for our football team since I've been here. You know, if it helps us win, let's talk about it. If it doesn't, let's not talk about it. So that wasn't helping us win football games. So absolutely, I'm happy it's behind us.
So what was your reaction to the Players Council when they brought that to you and you read the statement and you heard what they had to say? Were you pleased?
I was very pleased. I was proud, you know, and it's going to provide clarity, you know, for our players, to the fans, to the military, to the country, you know, of what the true intention was. And that's what I'm proud of with our players.
Is this one of those things that you couldn't have foreseen would be on a head coach's plate before you had the deficit?
Not really. You know, not really. But obviously this job comes with a lot of different issues. And, you know, it came up. And, you know, I mean, you can simply ignore it, but that wouldn't be a smart thing to do.
Is there part of you that helps? Okay.
I'm sorry?
So is there part of you that hopes, okay, now it's over, now we can just focus on football?
I hope so. Absolutely, I hope so. You know, it's going to be more distractions, guys, but I think how you handle the distractions moving forward is always important. But, you know, this issue is behind us. I'm hoping, and it's a football game on Sunday, and that's what's important.
Did you talk about interlocking arms or anything like a lot of teams are doing? You're just
being I have not.
Straight stand?
I'm assuming so, yes.
Think it's important if they have an outlet for their beliefs?
Absolutely. If they want one, absolutely that's important, you know. But I think as a football team, we thought getting back to football and showing unity together by standing for the anthem was important, you know. But, you know, every guy has the right, you know, to have a voice, you know, in this country. You know, that's part of being a U.S. citizen. So, absolutely, they have a right to that.
Does Brandon, the things he's done with the police and with schools, is that an example for guys to follow as an outlet for what to do?
Absolutely. You know, to make true change, you have to get out there and do it. You know, and that was also talked about, you know, taking the knee obviously has brought some attention to some issues in, you know, in the country. But, you know, what's the end game? You know, you have to go out there and make true change. And that was also a discussion in the meeting yesterday. About some football questions, guys. Wow, are you seriously?
No, it's interesting.
Oh, no, I get it. I get it. I'm only kidding, but I get it.
Okay, well, then, not a football question. The Steelers had a meeting, and one guy went out and stood while everybody else. So there can be, in any organization, even if they talk about it,
right,
there can be somebody that absolutely thinks on their own.
Absolutely. Right? It's no guarantees, but I trust our guys. Okay? I trust our leaders. You know, and you know, our word around here has been true.
Yep.
You know, so I trust what they said to me. I trust that.
This is hypothetical.
Sure.
This Sunday or 5 weeks from now, somebody takes a knee, would there be punishment for that?
No, we're going to kick the football and play a football game. Yes. You know, that's what we're going to do.
Vance, how have you communicated with Trevor from a schematic, psychological, whatever standpoint you need to? To address the turnover issues of this particular point,
obviously, is
an issue.
That's discussed every day with Trevor, and that's simply going through his progression. You know, making good reads, and you know, having great ball placement. You know, and just being smart with the football. So that's discussed with Trevor on a daily basis. So, you know, obviously, what happens Sunday we don't like, and I said it Monday. He will play better from this. He's still a young quarterback. He's trying to make plays. You know, when you're in a tight game like that, you're trying to make a play to get your offense over the top. And that was his purpose there. So, but he'll play better from those mistakes he made on Sunday.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Wow, no Raider questions, huh?